You are indeed listening to The Naked Scientist. Now, this week we're talking about the science of ageing. And as we know, that as we get older, our bodies become less able to tackle with infections, they become slower to heal and more prone to diseases like type 2 diabetes. But many of our individual cells that make up our bodies are constantly replaced as they divide and multiply. So why don't we feel as young as our youngest cells? The answer could be the damage that occurs to our DNA due to exposure to radiation or toxins, or just the copying errors when our DNA is replicated. Now, Professor Steve Jackson joins us now from the Gurdon Institute at Cambridge University. His team are trying to understand better how DNA becomes damaged, how this damage relates to disease, and how to repair damaged genes. Hi, Steve. Thanks for coming on The Naked Scientist.
Hi.
Now, so how does DNA become damaged in the first place?
There are a tremendous number of ways that DNA can be damaged. We're all aware of the fact that if you sit in the sun too long, the ultraviolet light can damage DNA. Certain chemicals can. Radiation used, for example, for radiotherapy can damage DNA. But actually, the largest source of DNA damage is oxygen. About 1-2% of the oxygen we breathe actually gets converted into things called reactive oxygen species in the mitochondria in our cells. Some of that escapes. That, together with hydrolytic reactions catalysed by water, is occurring all the times in our cells, even if we're sitting in the dark, away from everything else, not being exposed to any chemicals. The amazing thing is that we have around 10 to the 14 cells in our bodies, and every cell in our body is sustaining around 100,000 lesions per day. So our bodies, if you're not sitting in the sun, you don't have to expose yourself to any other chemicals or anything, is having to deal with somewhere in the region of 10 to the 18 to the 10 to the 19, that's 18 or 19 zeros after 10, lesions per day.
Is that lesions in the DNA?
That's damage to DNA, yes.
That's damage to the DNA. Right, and so our DNA is, as you say, being damaged all the time, but why does this now lead to disease?
Well, fortunately, the vast majority of that DNA damage gets detected very rapidly by certain specialised proteins in our cells and gets repaired. So the vast majority of that DNA is repaired, but some of it isn't. It escapes these surveillance pathways. That damaged DNA, when it is eventually put back together again, often has errors. They're mutations, and those mutations can mean that the cell isn't working in the way that it quite should.
And you mentioned the surveillance. Now, this sounds like we've got something fantastic going on in our bodies to try and undo this damage that's happening to us on a daily basis. So how can we naturally repair our own DNA? What's going on inside the cells?
Well, if we didn't have these surveillance pathways, we wouldn't last very long. The fact is that most of the DNA damage that's occurring is repaired. And what my lab and other labs in this area are working on are trying to understand how these molecular policemen work. And really, they are molecular policemen. They're proteins that patrol the cell, looking around for damage, not doing very much, but when they stumble across damage, as it's occurring all the time, they jump on the DNA, send out signals for the cell, alert signals so for the cell to stop doing things, such as dividing while the damage is there, and then hopefully repairing that DNA damage in a way that doesn't generate mutations. And as I say, these pathways work very well, but occasionally they go wrong, and that can lead to mutations that can contribute to diseases such as cancer, and we believe it can also contribute to ageing.
You mentioned also, you touched on the idea that we might be able to do something like use these mechanisms of repair ourselves and actually, you know, promote that kind of repair. Is that something that we're actually seeing happening already, or is this just still ideas of being able to mimic those natural repair mechanisms?
I think ultimately it should be possible to find ways of improving these surveillance, these repair mechanisms. And if we could find ways of improving them, you know, I'd place a bet that it would actually slow down at least some aspects of aging, maybe not all of them. The problem is our cells are working very, very efficiently already, so finding a way to actually make them work better is difficult. But I think one very interesting idea is that many pathways, just like the police forces, other surveillance systems, can work in a latent capacity or can be induced. And there's a growing body of data now showing that a little bit of stress to the cellular systems can hyperactivate these repair pathways. So I think one of the major opportunities might be finding ways of boosting our defense systems by making ourselves in this higher state of alert. And I think if we could do that or find drugs or other ways of bringing that about, then that might actually slow down aging at the cellular level.
So we're sort of, if we can tease ourselves into thinking there's a little bit of damage going on perhaps, or mimic that the effect of a bit of damage, then cells might actually kick in that repair mechanism and help repair the damage to the DNA.
Absolutely. And I think even some things that we know might contribute to slowing down aging, at least in some regards, such as exercise, might be exerting some of their influences by stressing ourselves. And we know that stress from working in my lab and other labs tends to induce these DNA repair and other pathways.
So a little bit of stress might be good for us.
That's what I keep saying to my students, yes.
It's good to keep us going. So do you think we could ever actually stop aging altogether, or is this something that's just such an inherent part of life that we're never going to actually overcome the fact that the DNA suffers so much damage as we live our daily lives?
I think it's going to be very difficult to find ways of reversing aging, even stopping it, because as I pointed out earlier on, much of the DNA damaging chemicals are things such as oxygen and water, which are intrinsic to life. It's very difficult to have a system that's 100% accurate in terms of repairing damage. Having said that, we know that different mammals can live tremendously different lengths of time. So it is possible for an organism to develop in a way over evolution to live much longer or live less long. And I think if we understand all these pathways and also understand why some organisms live longer than others, we might be able to find ways of tweaking the system to make us live longer.
And if it isn't maybe just a case of living longer, but perhaps improving certain parts of our lives, is there anything in particular that the damage to DNA, apart from obviously the diseases, are there any other aspects you think that we could really work at towards improving through maybe mimicking these repair mechanisms? If it's not just in terms of, well, I've got a few wrinkles and I'd rather not have those and I'd rather live for longer, are there other aspects of aging in the body that are really the crucial things that we would want to look at, do you think?
Right. I think it's very easy to think about aging as a superficial thing, such as greying of your hair or wrinkling of your skin. But the reality is, aging has a range of diseases associated with it, and that's neurodegeneration, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. We know from work in a number of labs, including ours, that defects or problems with these DNA repair mechanisms can lead to cancer. We also know that they can lead to neurodegenerative disease, and there's growing data suggesting it can contribute to cardiovascular disease. So I think aging shouldn't be thought of as a superficial issue. Aging occurs in our organs and in our brains, and I think those are the kind of diseases that we might be thinking about alleviating.
Fantastic. Thanks, Steve. That's Professor Steve Jackson from Cambridge University explaining how stopping DNA from getting damaged could lead to longer, healthier lives.
Laying the facts bare. The Naked Scientists.